Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie Kodak, another bonus edition. The big homie's house. Got the homie in the building, big homie honey.
That's me.
You good?
Yeah, you know I gotta keep all those moisturized.
What you trying to, who you trying to seduce? You can cuss on here. You know, this is the unedited version of the show.
I need to work on not cussing so much.
Yeah, you know, the sponsors love a clean show. They love the ratchetness, but you know, they wanted a little, you know, a little
clean up.
Clean it up. So how you feeling? You good?
I'm wonderful. I'm
so
terrific.
What's on your mind and heart? Because you be having them topics.
I just be seeing what people need here. Everybody be saying I'm a pick me. I don't feel as if, I just feel like.
What's a pick me to you?
I just learned what this meant, like, as now they calling me that. So
yeah.
It means like, ooh, pick me. Like, I'm just seeing what guys want me to say.
Uh-huh.
But in actuality, I feel like I'm here to help us as women, right? We do dumb shit. And sometimes we need that friend that enlightens us. That, hey, I can do better than this. But you surround yourself with so many toxic people to where they just like you, you ain't gonna see it. But then you see me, because I get a lot of people that be, I needed to hear this.
Mm.
And I really didn't, like, bitch, okay, I'm just on here talking, you know? Like, but yeah. Then when people start, like, really hitting me up, asking for advice or telling me their situation or what do you think about this, and I'm like, okay, girl power. Like, for real, sometimes you be needing to hear real shit. And I think bitches be misunderstanding that. Like, so, I ain't being no hater.
So what's the thing women got most messed up when it comes to, like, their interactions with men?
The fact that you just need to be getting money up out of him, and, like, he got to be doing something for you. And they get that whole thing misunderstood. They fall short. And when I say short, bitch, you think small. Think big, okay? If you fucking with a nigga because he got money, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's your thing. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
But if he's putting you in some type of position, make sure you taking that money and you stashing it away, or you putting it somewhere that's going to make you some money. So therefore, if he decided he want to leave you or not fuck with you no more, you know, to get the next bad bitch, because you a bad bitch too. Mm. But all bad bitches had a time. You get them? Everybody had a time. Now your time is over, bitch. You got to move on. He wants to go be with somebody else. At least while you was getting the money, you was setting yourself up. Y'all be failing to understand that.
They be wanting to get, like, the little bags, the little trips. They don't really think long term.
Like if
a dude give them $5,000, they going to spend $5,000.
Right. You got to cuff at least three. If you spend the two, you cuff three. You gotta think big. Y'all be thinking too simple.
Yeah.
Like, because when he done with you, now he done got you this lifestyle. Guess what you got to go do? Go fuck with another nigga who got money. And then another
wait
nigga.
Wait a minute.
And
wait a minute. Hold on. Whose side are you on?
I'm just saying. Like, if you not positioning yourself properly when you fucking with these guys who got money, right? When it's all said and done.
So this is the bag chaser Bible.
Right. When it's all said and done, you need to bend and put yourself in a situation. Because if you don't, you're going to have to go fuck with another nigga with money. And then another nigga with money. And then another. And the cycle just keeps repeating itself.
Well, I think a lot of times women, instead of, like, they would rather, I feel like finding a guy with money is more important to them than being the nigga with money themselves. Like,
it is. I agree.
They not trying to be the boss. They trying to mess with the boss.
Right, because everyone want a man to take care of them.
I don't think that's a bad thing, but, like, it depends on the circumstances of y'all relationship, right? Like, if we just hunching, man, don't be asking. Like, that's not our relationship. But if you with a dude, yeah. Well, nah, what you about to say? Go ahead and say it.
Get
it off your chest.
To each his own.
What do you think about what I just said? Because you feel I saw the thoughts running through your head.
I feel like if you having sex with a guy and you need something, call him and ask him for it. Shit, why not?
Can he call you and ask you for something?
Bitch, yeah. Me personally, yes, you can. But yeah, you right. He right.
Exactly. Because
bitches don't be having the shit that they be at. Listen, if I'm messing with a guy who is a thousandaire or a millionaire, bitch, I'm not a millionaire. Hell, I'm not even a thousandaire. Okay, I'm straight. In my current financial situation, I'm straight. So if I call him and I ask for something, Or let's just say he gives me $5,000. Bitch, don't call me asking me for... Listen, I got to fuck with you hard for me to give you $5,000. For me to give you five... Me to give you five... Oh, listen, I fucks with you. Like, nigga, you my dirty. Like, I really fuck with you. Bitch, I don't just be giving niggas money. That's crazy.
You don't believe in giving dudes money?
Yeah. I believe... But I'm just saying, I don't... It's rare. It's rare.
Man.
I've done it.
Women want a cash app off the dribble. They want, as soon as you slide into DMs, what you about to do for me? You know it's true.
It's true. To each his own job.
So, I got a question, right? So, a lot of, you know, we talk about a lot of dating and relationship shit. So, we hear all the time about women, you know, saying, well, dudes requiring a woman to be their piece, all right? Right?
And they who?
Their piece.
Okay.
Their piece. So, I feel like, and I've said this before, I feel like a woman that's struggling could never be a dude's piece, no matter how much she's providing for him. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if he gets her to a point where she don't got to worry about nothing, her mindset is still going to be of survival, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she has never been able to go a month without knowing that her bills are straight because she just don't come from a financially stable situation, she can't be a woman, a dude's piece.
I mean, it'll grow on her.
Eventually, but... Them first few months gonna be ugly.
Yeah, but that's goes back to women who be trying to depend on the man financially. It's all a fucking circle. Mm. It really is. But being a man's piece, that's a lot of work.
How's being a man's piece a lot of work?
It is, because it's like, you have to be peaceful with yourself. You can't bring peace to nobody unless you're peaceful with yourself. And being peaceful with yourself involves you having to get in tune with yourself and understanding you and realizing your flaws and, like, really getting to know you as a person. And some people don't really want to get to know themselves as a person, because you're an ugly person. Not ugly, like, you to sight ugly, but, like, inside, you just a really ugly person.
Do you think social media has made, like, a lot of people's insides ugly, or has it, like, exposed what was already there?
What was already there. You was already an ugly person. You already had, like, just a nasty attitude. Like, you ever went on a date or been around, or you know someone, like, she's a really pretty girl, her body is amazing, and she just shallow as fuck. You just, like, you don't even like to be around her, because it's like...
Why is it like that, though?
I'm a vibe. I don't know.
You ain't never been around... You ain't got no homegirls. You be like, bitch, you mean for no reason.
I ain't got no homegirls. I don't really have friends, but I see people. I've been around people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I know, like, certain... Some guys who I know have girlfriends, they have girlfriends that's like, I'm like, how the fuck are you in a relationship with her? It's just, you know, she fucked me good. She looked good, you know.
So it's really men's fault. We have low standards. Be honest. You kicking it with the homie now.
A lot of people, men and women, have low standards. That's just the reality of the situation. Sometimes you lower your standards to fit that person because you like that person. But when you really know that person beneath you, but you're like, damn, I really like him, or I really like her. Men lower their standards anyway. Like, a man will date a woman who has really nothing to offer him, but he'll still come pick her ass up from the bottom of the barrel. I think men lower their standards more than women do.
Ooh.
To be honest.
Yeah, because when a woman get in that situation, she not doing that.
It ain't.
She not.
Because it's like, now I feel like I'm taking care of you. Some women do it, but I feel like those kind of women are, like, kind of controlling. Like, you want to be a bitch mama.
Controlling? I mean, it's the same when a dude do it, though.
It is the same, yes.
Like a lot of times women be like, oh, well, this dude was taking care of this. He wasn't doing it for nothing. He mentally got you. Like, you can't really do nothing without him.
Like, Christian. What's his name? Krishan and Blueface.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got her by the gusto. But I support my girl. I support her 100% because, you know, everybody go through their shit, and when she ready, she'll come up out of it.
For sure.
Until then, girl, I'll be right here on the sideline. Go, girl. But you hold your man down. Because, bitch, listen.
So, I got another question, right? So, I saw this on social media a few weeks ago, right? And why do women trip on sending dudes pics?
Like nudes?
Not only got to be nudes. Nudes, too. We love nudes. But, like, just if a dude say, hey, send me a pic. Oh, no. You just go to my Instagram. Like, if we talking, you shouldn't. I couldn't be with nobody to really trip on me asking.
Yeah, I'll just send a picture. And when you ask for a pic, I'm going to just send you a picture. Whatever I'm doing at the moment in time, like, and I'm going to just send you a picture.
And we be cool with it.
Now, if you be like, show me
your booty hole.
Then, all bitch, right, now, you tripping.
Now you got to, because you got to prepare. You got to prepare for those pics.
And you got to trust that person for those pics. And people, not everybody can be trusted. Like, niggas be ready to, for whatever reason, upload naked photos and videos of women doing sexual shit. I'm like, really? Like, that's lame as fuck.
Men still do that?
Exactly. Yes, they do. That's lame as fuck.
I honestly didn't know that. Fellas, look, if a woman trusts you enough to send you a picture of her booty hole, please don't put it on the internet because you're messing it up for everybody else.
Hey, y'all, look at her booty hole.
And I feel like now we looking at you, Lane, because why are you showing us this? You ain't never seen a booty hole before?
Because you heard he mad, he mashed potatoes.
Like, honestly, I feel like if I get, people going to look at me crazier for exposing some naked shit.
Yeah.
Than the person who I just exposed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have sympathy for her.
Yeah,
ain't gonna have no sympathy for you, because nigga, why?
Exactly. Like,
and then ain't no female going to do that to herself unless she just thirsty as hell.
Oh, they be thirsty when they post some pictures online?
Yeah, unless you thirsty, like, you going to upload your own video, you second dick. Like, girl, what? Why?
She trying to sell it.
I suppose. I guess.
The OnlyFans hustle is popping now.
Well, not on, if you're doing it, putting it on Instagram, that's free.
Yeah, you can't be putting the
free. And then Instagram ain't going to pay you for that.
Nah, that don't qualify for Reels bonus.
It don't.
That do not qualify you for no Reels. So let me see what else I got on my list of things to talk about. Oh, so we was talking about peace earlier. Like, I've seen a lot of women say that they said they get bored in relationships easily.
We just talked about that, me and my sister.
I feel like women that say they are bored, they get bored and confused with actual peace. Do you think there's a difference between the two when you're talking about, like, you dealing with someone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a difference between boredom and peace?
Yeah.
Explain that.
If you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you come, everybody want to just come home. I just want to go home. Like, I want to go home to my girl and da 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 da, whatever. It's when you have that emotion, that attitude, that means it's peaceful at your house. That means it's hee-heeing and ha-ha and it's food cooked, it's good times rolling, it's laying down or whatever. It's, when you bored, maybe you just bored with that person. I don't know. Maybe you just bored with the person you're in a relationship with.
But everything good, though.
But everything good. Bitch, you just want to be a hoe. You just want to be a hoe.
But you just said it's a difference between boredom and peace.
No, I don't know. I don't know. Is it a difference between boredom and peace?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Maybe I misunderstood the question, but no. I don't know. Because, bitch, if you bored in your relationship and you like, oh, let me go talk to another nigga because, bitch, I'm bored. Like, I need some excitement. Like, bitch, you just want to be a hoe. And the same thing with a nigga. Nigga, you just want to be a hoe. Like, you just want to go do hoe shit. That's all.
I like peace, right? Because, like, every time, like, I be, like, if I'm talking to somebody new, they be like, hey, what you be getting into? You be going out? I be offended when motherfuckers ask me, do I be going out? Because hell no. What I need to go out for? What is outside?
I be going out sometimes.
All right, so ask somebody who be outside. What is outside? What's fun about outside?
I be going out sometimes. Lately, I be going out now because people be paying me. But
that's
before,
that's different.
When I was younger.
I'm talking about now, 2022.
Now, I don't go out like how I used to because It ain't, I don't know, it is just not the same no more.
Could you talk to a dude that was always outside?
No. I don't like that. I don't like that. Because it's like, damn, nigga, when you going to get some time to just sit down, relax, and woosah?
Yeah.
You don't have like, no peace time in yourself. You don't want to be by yourself. You don't want to be just in the house. Like,
say something. Like, what's so bad about being alone with your thoughts that you don't never want to do that?
You don't never want to do that. That says
you always
got
to be outside on something,
on
drinking
scenes.
Something. You know, taking something, being around people. I don't like that many motherfuckers around me. I don't like that shit. Too many people in my energy space at all. Cause I take that shit real serious. Like I told you when I came here, I don't even like motherfucker recognizing me no more. I don't even like the conversation. I don't like nothing that come with that. So if you a person, if I'm talking to you and you chick that always want to be outside, I remember I went out with somebody and like, they were like, oh, yeah, we about to go to this other spot. And I'm like, okay. And I'm just sitting there, and more people just coming in. I'm like, I want to go home.
For real, for real. Or you go out with some people, and then they like, all right, we about to leave here and go such and such. And after we finish up, we're going to go, so damn, y'all ain't ready to go home yet.
Ain't no, like, how do you, oh, my, that's why I can't be with nobody. I can't go out nowhere where I didn't drive.
Ooh. Say it again.
Like, I cannot. Like, imagine you got them on the third spot of the night, and you just picturing what you would be doing right now if you wasn't outside. Like, damn, I'd probably be in my bed right now.
Rubbing my feet together, clapping them. Cheek, cheek, cheek.
And I'm outside.
And don't even want to be outside.
That'd be the worst, boy. You be, and then now you about to get on everybody else's nerve.
Because
you ready to go.
It's okay to go outside. It's okay to be outside. But for me personally, like, I do it when I feel like it. I like to be the girl they like, damn, who that is? I don't never see you out. I like to be that girl. I don't need to go out every weekend, or I don't make plans to go out every weekend. Bitch, that shit costs money, first of all. Okay?
Not when you a woman.
And not every time, everywhere you go at, somebody about to front your bill. Facts. Facts, okay? That's some pre-planned shit, okay?
You think so? I've seen
some, you gotta pay you. Who?
Most
you, get
you gotta
to the
do
door,
is pay the part
and pay to get in the door.
Nah, hell nah. Niggas be taxing you at the door,
nigga, bitch. 50.
Ladies, drop in the comments below. We gotta. I don't believe that.
And be real with yourself. Not every time. Now, if it
whoa,
just so happens,
all women don't have that luxury. Let's put it out there, because I feel like when people be saying shit on social media, and you know, the women that look less fortunate, me think, oh, I could do that too. No, you can't.
You gotta have certain, you know, looks.
Do you think life gets easier the bigger your ass is? Just in our culture,
yeah.
Do little booty women have it difficult?
Not if they're real pretty.
But how many real, like, you got to be elite pretty.
Yeah, you got to be, like, Megan Good.
You got to be Megan Good. You got to be, like,
Nia Long.
I was about to say 90s, yeah. Nia Long. But does the ass win over the face?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah. And the ass ain't even got to match the legs. That's how bad.
Hold
it is.
On now.
That's how bad. It's an epidemic outside, y'all. The ass ain't got to match the legs. These niggas be ready.
Why you think women are doing that shit, though?
Because of the niggas.
Oh, so we got a confession.
Because of the niggas.
We got a confession.
Because it ain't no way I'm about to go let a doctor do some bullshit on my body and me actually flaunting it around. You got to be doing it for the niggas. You got to be doing it for attention. I had surgery.
I'm about to say.
And I had a tummy tuck. Bitch, I got 3 kids, okay? My shit ain't snapped back like it was supposed to. And I just recently had lipo. I never had a BBL. I didn't need to do a BBL because I already...
Put it on the table. Put your boot on the table.
Shut your ass up.
Put your boot on the table. Yam cam. Yeah, pick it up. Ooh, yep. That makes your life a whole lot easier.
It do. And it was already there. So ever since a little girl, anybody who know me, who grew up with me, they know. Middle school, by the time I hit middle school, like, it was... What you talking about? So I never needed... I didn't need that. Thank God. But I did have the lipo because I wanted my waist smaller, and I had the tummy tuck because I had 3 kids. Like, it wasn't about no nigga. It was never about a nigga. I just was insecure with me as a person. I didn't like it. So I did something about it. But nowadays, it's like everybody's just doing it and it's not even good work. So I feel like if you walking around with not good work, you got to be doing it for attention, like for niggas.
I seen some crazy, like, boy, your body ain't good for nothing but like booty fetishes. Am I lying? Like, it's just like, we gonna put as much bullshit in this ass and make it look crazy as possible, and they be walking hard as hell. Like, what do you do? What is this body good for outside of fucking?
Nothing.
Like, it's just something to look at. It's not even functional. So, ladies, stop doing that shit to yourself.
If you're going to do it, I'm not against surgery. I'm not at all. So if you're going to do it, go to a good doctor. Go to the best doctor that you, if you got to save up for that doctor, maybe he 10, maybe he 7,000, maybe he 15,000. If you got to save up for that doctor, bitch, save up for that doctor. Go to the best doctor that you can go to. Because it ain't nothing like going through all that fucking pain and getting the results looking like motherfucking SpongeBob. Why? Just for you to still not be that girl. That's crazy.
Do you think women that get these... that do get these BBLs, regardless if it look crazy or not, do you think they have, like, does that put them on a higher level of regular chicks?
Cause I've seen now they're a bad bitch.
I've seen women say, like, oh yeah, I got this BBL, I'm not regular. Oh, what?
Cause it's, you got, first, remember back then, it was big titties. Big titties was the thing. Now it's the asses. And everybody puts so much energy into women with big asses. Is like, bitch, I gotta have a big ass to be able to fit in and compete with these girls. I have to get the ass.
So shout out to the little bit of women in society.
Somebody told me it ain't fun no more. Like, dating, like, trying to talk to a girl is not fun. I'm like, what does that mean? He like, it's so many women with BBLs, you don't have options to choose from no more. So he was like, some people like big asses, some niggas like little asses, some people like slim, some. And he like, you got a slim, but she got a BBL, so she slim thick, but you really just like a slim. So he like, everybody got a BBL, there's like not many options to choose from.
I was like, and women got BBLs that don't even need BBLs. Like, girl,
for real.
You work at the library. Why the hell you got a BBL?
And so why you work at the library? Or she already had a nice shape and she just went and let them people put more fat in her ass. Probably all she needed was, and just
they be
some
young
lipo.
They be getting them young too.
Body ain't even dropped yet.
Like, your body really ain't, your real body don't drop till you like 25, 26.
Yeah,
yeah, my little be getting BBLs at 21,
18. As soon as I'm legal, bitch, sign that paperwork.
Sign the paperwork. Like, god damn, was it that serious? You need a BBL for prom?
Hey man, society says you need that ass, girl. I don't say that, but you know, society.
You got that ass.
I do, but this is homegrown, so.
They trying to keep up with you.
They trying to keep up with them people. All them girls with them big old asses, bitch, they winning, so shit. Hey, man, do what you got to do, sis.
What else is on your list of shit to talk about? Because you be going crazy on the social media.
Women don't be liking to pay 50-50. Don't like to do 50-50.
Oh, what? So you say 50-50. You mean like 50-50 rent or like?
50-50, shit. We live together and I need help paying these bills.
So are you pro paying 50-50?
If your financial situation, let me look in camera, I say this. If your financial situation is not looking like he can pay all the bills, stop with the bullshit. You're not Jada. You're not Ari. You're not JT. You ain't got him. He work at fucking Walmart.
You got Fred.
He work at UPS, bitch. He drives the trucks. He has a job to where he needs a roommate, bitch. Okay? So therefore, if your man can't afford to pay all the bills, he's not in that financial situation, please stop thinking that's what you about to get. Bitch, pay 50-50. I'd rather pay 50% of my bills than 100%.
Ooh,
I really would.
That's cold.
I'd rather do that. But if my man is in a financial situation to where he can handle all the bills, and that's what we discussed, and that's what's going on.
But 9 times out of 10, if he can do that, he gonna do that.
Yeah, he gonna do that. Unless he's just a green ass nigga.
Because niggas like doing that.
Right, they got the bragging rights. Bitch, I pay all the bills and my shit. My girl don't have to do nothing but look pretty and fuck me good and cook.
I do
and
feel,
wash the dishes.
I do feel like, and I've seen, you know, women online comment about this shit. Like, a lot of women brag about they nigga breaking their damn back to goddamn provide for a single household when he really in a situation to where both of y'all need to be paying bills.
Bitch, he really ain't trying to pay all the bills. He's begging you to help him, but you acting like, oh, my man take care of me. No, bitch, he's struggling and he need help. Get the fuck off your ass. Go get it. He's waiting on you to get that job that you keep saying that you've been applying for that you ain't got
this nigga
yet.
This nigga got 3-4 jobs. Goddamn. Not, he not seeing his kids. He don't got no type of family bond with his shit.
They don't give a fuck. I know a couple females like that, and I'd be like, girl, whatever. I ain't gonna say nothing else about
it. So, all right. Now, I feel like a lot of women are going off of outdated societal standards, right? Mm. Back in the day, like back in the 60s and like the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, you could take care of a whole household off of a factory salary, right?
Right.
Nigga got a wife, 3 kids, a mistress on the side, everybody taken care of.
Right.
Shit ain't like that no more. And I don't think women get it. It's way more expensive. It costs way more for a guy to support a single household. Like, if he's making 100K, right, he make 100K, but it's just him working. Like, a lot of women think, like, they can retire off they do making 100K. That's 50K, really. That's really both of y'all making 50K. Mm-hmm. And that's before taxes. You not raising a family off a single income of 100,000. Not happily. Niggas is not happy. Niggas not taking vacations. You're not going to Disneyland.
You ain't fucking.
Not. Your wife gonna be at home unsatisfied. Now she about to go cheat.
Mm-hmm. Because she feel like you work too much and you don't pay attention to her. Whole time, you just mentally just exhausted.
Exhausted. She on social media talk about how her husband a provider, but in the same breath, he not giving you enough attention. The nigga dying on the inside, sweetie.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's men's fault.
How's it men's fault?
Because, bitch, say something. Say something. Say something. Because when I don't like something, I say something.
Nah, if a man say something now, they gonna call him sassy.
That is true. They is gonna call him sassy, but at the same time,
men cannot express his feelings without being called.
Right, because you don't have feelings.
Why?
That's what women say. I don't know. I feel like men, everybody have feelings. But women, they don't.
So it's not
men's
fault, it's women's fault.
I feel like if you got a situation going on, right, and you don't like it, and you don't say anything about it, then you want to have that situation going on, and you should shut up and deal with it.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
If you got a situation going on.
If I'm stressed out.
You don't like it.
I don't like being stressed out.
You ain't say nothing about it.
I'm not saying nothing about being stressed out.
You should shut up and deal with it.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because people who don't like a situation do something about it. If it's something that's in your control, you do something about it. So don't sit and be mad in your fucking head. You over here mad as hell while you eating that fucking spaghetti she cooked. That shit ain't even taste that good, but you eating it because, bitch, you hungry, and that's what she cooked. But you mad, and you just mentally you checked out, and you ain't seeing nothing. Whole time she thinking that everything good. I fucked him, I fed him, the house clean. I'm thinking everything
because
good.
Because for a lot of people, like, and I've seen people say this too. Like, they think I feel like that's bare minimum. Like, if you having sex with your dude. And like,
that shit you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to do that. Like, they think, like, women will say, oh, well, you know, it's just sex. But at the same time, think sex is supposed to be a reward.
Mm-hmm. And that's how y'all connect with us, through sex.
Nah, we connect through y'all through communication.
Right.
We can have sex with anybody.
You can.
But I'm not about to open up and share my emotions and my true feelings and give you that energy unless we are connected on that level.
Mm-hmm. Beyond sex.
Beyond sex, because you can fuck somebody by accident. For real, for real. Like, man, I was drunk. My dick was hard.
But sex with your woman, sex with your wife, sex with, like.
But even it's a difference between sex with a chick that you just had sex with and the sex with somebody that you're emotionally attached to. Like, I feel like the sex is beyond the physical. It's really on some spiritual shit at that point, because you have a bond with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just you getting hard and getting a nut. It's you connecting with this person on a mental level, and you guys just doing something physical.
But you know, nobody don't care about all that.
Why?
Everybody a city girl. I'm a city girl,
Are you a city girl?
I'm not a city girl. Bitch, I gave me a good man. Bitch, I'm going in the house. Okay. We outside where? Bitch, I'm going home. My man is home. He waiting on me. I gotta go. But back to what he was saying about the situation with the men paying the bill. I feel like you should say something. And a lot of men, let me tell y'all, I have guy friends, right? And they call me, they hit me up, and they telling me about their situation or whatever. And, she dead ass wrong for it. And I go, it goes back to, no, nigga, you don't like that shit, you say something about it. But then it's going to be a problem if Because guess what? When she don't like something that you do, guess what she do? I told you I don't like. Bitch, she tell you. And she get loud with it. And don't have to, don't make her have to repeat herself again. So when she get mad at something, she don't like something you do, she's vocal and she tells you. But because you feel like you want to just avoid confrontation altogether, you ain't going to say nothing, but you miserable in your own relationship. Now you find yourself with this girl over here and she makes you feel whole again. But you can't even go home and have a conversation with your girlfriend, your wife, the person who you putting all over social media, but you over here venting to this girl. You on the phone venting to me like I'm your motherfucking girlfriend. And I'm telling you, hey, you going to have to stand. Whatever happens after you had that conversation with her, just be able to stand on that shit and handle it. It's worth, my peace is worth everything to me. I'm not about to be stressed out in no relationship. I'm just not. It's not worth it. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. If it's something that bothers me, I'm going to speak up. I'm not going to come at you in no sideways manner or nothing like that. But baby, let me talk to you.
So what if, say you is in that situation, right? And you find out your dude been venting to his homegirl. Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to feel some type of way?
Yeah. I'm going to feel a certain kind of way towards me. Because damn, my nigga couldn't even come to me and tell me that. Like, what does that say about me? We ain't connected the way that I thought we was connected. Or he don't feel as if, just like you don't, it's certain things you just not going to go talk to your mama about, because everything is just so, she just get mad about every fucking thing. That's the way these girls be in these relationships. And these guys can't even have a conversation with them about some real life shit. But y'all still, guys, y'all go back to y'all. Y'all still decide that y'all going to stay in these miserable ass relationships. You even married a bitch. I be so blown away that you calling me. Now you done, I'm like, bro, you married this bitch. You knew she was like this before you married her. Now you, I don't want to hear the shit. Bitch, I gave you really good advice. I gave you good shit. And you decided that she was going to work it out. She was going to change. She wasn't going to be like that forever. Then you married this bitch and now you miserable with four kids. It's not making sense to me.
Damn, Dr. Honey.
I'm just saying, bitch. If you can fix some shit, fix it. If it's something you don't like, speak up. That's all.
So, moral of the story is, fellas, we're fucked.
You damned if you do, you damned if you don't. You might as well be happy. A nigga told me if his girl ever told him he had to stop talking to other females and just be with her and her only, he would leave her. It would hurt his feelings. He would be sad because he loved her. But he was like, I don't want to be with one person. I want one wife, one old lady, but I want to have other women. Mm-hmm. And that's what he said. That's what makes him happy. That's what makes him feel whole. That's his life. And he's living his best motherfucking life.
Yeah.
With his girl, with his wife, who she about to be his wife soon. He living his best life. So I'm like, hey, man, do what the fuck makes you happy. Fuck anybody who get in the way of your happiness. Fuck them.
Yeah. Okay. So I got another question, right? So we seen all the fly out stories, the fly out horror stories, or shit like that. So I got a question. So say a dude fly you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga fly you out. And you don't want to give him no draws.
Mm-hmm.
And he like, cool, bet. He meet a chick at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, y'all in the room together.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all in the room together. He meet a chick at the bar. ready to, you know, give him that whop.
Mm-hmm.
Is he wrong for telling you to kick rocks while he go smash a chick?
It's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Uh-huh.
So if you knew you wanted to have sex with me before you flew me out, we should have had that conversation before I got here. Don't make it seem like you flying me out because you want to get to know a bitch and then I get here. Or you want to get to know me beyond just our phone conversations. You want to show me your city, all this shit.
Let me add a caveat. He's not flying you to him or him to you. Y'all like going on like a trip.
Oh.
Yeah, like
that still, you still goes back to don't let no nigga take you nowhere that you don't plan on having sex. Who the fuck wants to go out somewhere, really nice place,
yeah,
y'all vibing, drinking, or maybe y'all not, whatever y'all doing to get in y'all vibe or whatever.
I'm saying y'all, at end of y'all the night, in Tulum.
In that end of the night, who the fuck don't want to have end that night with a good time? Bitch, I want to end that night with a good time. I'm fucking, okay? I came here to fuck, have a good time, and fuck at the end of the night, bitch. Wake up like, oh my God. Like, for real, for real. So why would you let a man fly or take you somewhere and you have no intentions on finishing the night off good? That's stupid.
Yeah.
Because you want a trip? Because you want to add, post it on social media and shit like that? That's dumb.
Yeah.
So if he does kick it to you like that and he tell you, yeah, I'm going to go and do this over here, you can stay in the room or whatever, but I'm going to be with her. You just got to take that shit for what it is.
No, I'm saying like he about to fucking his room.
Oh, he fucking in his room.
Yeah, you got to.
Oh, no, that's disrespectful.
How?
That's disrespectful.
How's it
because
disrespectful?
Because it still goes back to the same thing. You should have said what your intentions was from the beginning.
Hey, man.
If she wasn't not, acting like she was
dude,
feeling you.
Dude not flying you to Greece to get to know you. You gotta be smarter than that, baby.
Yeah, you do, but bitches, you gotta understand one thing about women. We gonna get by free as long as we can. So as long as y'all ain't requiring shit, women ain't gonna
come
give up.
Come on, man. Just
think about it.
Honey.
I'm being serious. You got men who never got the cootie cat. He's never gotten it. But he does all this stuff for this girl on hopes that he gonna get it.
And
one
she
day.
Gonna lead him on.
And she gonna lead, until she can't lead his ass on no more, she gonna lead him on.
You don't did this for, huh? Hey, now.
Not on purpose. Okay, maybe it was on purpose, but still.
Be honest.
Still, at the end of the day, and this is what I was gonna bring up, if a bitch gonna fuck, she gonna fuck. It don't matter about none of that, none of that other shit.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you bought me a motherfucking Happy Meal. I already wanted to fuck you before the Happy Meal. I'm super excited to fuck now that I done got this Happy Meal. Like, it's just like, it's little shit like that. It's just, it's a vibe. And that's what men don't understand. You got to have the vibe, dog. Like, you really do. For a woman, all we got to do is show up. We just got to show up. You already wanting to fuck me before I walk through the door. You, as a man, you got to have the talk game, the vibe got to be there. You got to be at least a little funny. If you ain't funny, at least laugh at her jokes. Like, you got to have a vibe in order for her to be like, damn, I'm going to fuck him. Like, it's all about the vibe.
Men can vibe themselves. I mean, you can the vibe not being right can cause you to lose the box.
Yep.
Women got to go through a lot. You got to be really on some nut shit for a dude to, like, not want to fuck you.
Yeah, for real.
You got to really be on some, like, but dudes, it could just be a little, nigga, your ass crack can be shown when you get out of the car, she going.
Like, bitch.
For real? That's a real thing?
Yeah, bitch. I'm like, little dusty bad, though. Or he doing this, I can't stand niggas who sag they pants and they drawers be dirty. Like, boy, pick your motherfucking pants up. Or you got a hole in your under. Mm.
What's the pettiest thing a dude has done to make you lose interest? Like, to make him lose the box that he ain't even know about? Like, he was going to get it. But it's just something small he did.
He asked me what was my favorite sex position.
How early in the conversation was it? It had to be early.
It was early. Like, we shouldn't even be talking about that right now. Like, bitch, I'm still trying to tell you about my favorite movies. What fuck is you talking about right now? Eventually, somehow, some way, and it don't be taking long, you'll get to that conversation. It always comes up. Sex always comes up.
Yeah.
But it's not one of them questions that should come up in the beginning of you just not starting to talk to me.
Yeah.
That's a turnoff. Don't do that. Guys, don't do that. We don't like that.
You do not bring up sex early in the conversation.
That's talking to women 101. Nobody wants to feel like a woman don't. Why you think women would try to wait so long before you can get the pussy? Because she don't want to feel like an easy fuck.
Why?
Shit, I don't know.
Easy to who?
Just easy. Like, And then on top of that, you got women. Y'all got to understand, like, women ain't, a lot of women not just out here fucking. I'm not, as much as I talk shit, I'm not out here just fucking. So it's like, everybody who I talk to, you not gonna get the cutie. You just not.
What last time you had sex?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. All right.
Two weeks ago.
It was an old body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bitch, you gotta be doing some shit before I start going, oh, like having sex with somebody else. Like,
oh, so your body just be old bodies at this point?
Yeah, I'm not about to. Why accumulate new bodies if you don't have to? Why?
I thought niggas didn't care about bodies.
No, their body count?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying as a woman, why? If I'm already fucking somebody and he fucks me very well, we not together and that like that, but he fucks me well, he do whatever it is I ask him to do, why should I come fuck you? What's so motherfucking special about Big Homie that I need to come fuck you when I'm already getting good dick?
It's Big Homie.
Okay,
I probably eat the booty better.
And
what?
And? Bitch, you ain't make me feel special. You didn't make me feel good. You didn't hee hee. I don't feel nothing for you.
I made you laugh.
No, nigga, that plus nothing wasn't enough. I need more.
2,000.
No. Bitch, I got $2,000.
So, it's cap. Y'all lying like shit.
Women, whether they want to, like, this, what her name is? Brittany Weiner? Wiener?
Renner.
Renner. She did this whole big old thing. I can fuck who I want to fuck her and not be, I'm not emotionally attached. I'm not attached. Like, and I'm like, bitch, what? I'm emotionally attached to my pussy don't get wet for, like, just anybody. Like, you got to be that nigga. Like, bitch, it's just something about you that's just got me just like, ooh, I'm going to give him some pussy. And that's a feeling. That's emotions. Like, what are you talking about? I can't just fuck a nigga and just not feel nothing. Like,
Why though?
I'm just emotionally attached to my pussy. She either say, girl, no, we ain't giving him none, or yeah, girl, we gonna give him some. Mm. And sometimes you be having to tell her no. Like, no, we ain't giving him none.
Okay, I get it.
Like the women who say that a man gotta be doing something for them in order for her to fuck him, she probably wanna fuck him. She probably really do genuinely want to fuck him, but
she needs to make herself feel better by doing it. Like, right. like she didn't get got.
Right.
Because niggas be feeling like they got.
Why? 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 If they just what?
Like if you. All right, I'm be honest. Let me make sure I got enough time. Make sure I got enough time to say this. I'm good on time. Niggas really move. If it's a chick. If a chick they're interested in, niggas really doing nice shit to get coochie. Niggas is not like, niggas not picking you up, niggas not doing no shit. If you tell them, hey man, I ain't even got no pussy. See, look, ain't no pussy down there. Nigga not really gonna give you the time of day. He not gonna do all this nice shit. Niggas not really nice. Niggas is doing shit to get coochie.
Mm.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I say sometimes a nigga feel like he got. Like, damn, I done did all this shit for this bitch and she just gonna ghost a nigga? Like, what? Damn.
But
you gotta take what come with it. That's
Bitch is gonna fly free as long as she possibly can until you finally really, you know, this bitch is not about to give me no pussy. Let me go on about my business.
But they'll dangle the possibility of getting some coochie in the nigga face.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I need help with rent this month, so, you know, I'm trying to
open up this boutique.
Yeah, I'm trying to open up this boutique, you know, I'm trying to get my CDLs or whatever. Whoop de whoop. And a nigga will be drug on. A nigga that's green will be drug on a long ass time before he realize. Just playing with me.
That's how the game go, man. You better recognize that shit before ahead of time.
So, okay, on the radio show, you were saying, like, oh, men is sensitive. Men, like a dude be wrong for lying to get coochie, but a woman not wrong for lying.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you said a woman is.
I said it's both of y'all dead ass wrong.
Mm.
However, women invalidate men's feelings, so y'all don't got feelings. So nobody's going to see it as wrong that she's trying to get money from you. in exchange for sex, as opposed to you being nice to her in exchange for sex. Women are going to look at it as, I really liked it him, and I thought we had potential, and blah, 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 because not everybody just out here just fucking. Some women fuck with their emotions, and bitch, I really liked you. You really seemed like a cool person. And then, now, you just fuck me, and that's just it. Now my feelings hurt. I'm allowed to have feelings, you're not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right. It's not right, but that's the reality of the situation.
Cold-blooded.
It is. This world cold-blooded.
Cold-blooded.
But you better walk light. Open your motherfucking eyes. Open your eyes. Open your ears. And close your mouth some damn times. Maybe you'll learn something.
All right. So, since we on the topic of sex and shit. So, say a chick go back home with a dude, right? She go back home with him. They kicking it. They lay in the bed. And shit, they in bed together. He tried to make a move. She got down, knock his arm off. Is he wrong for kicking her out the bed for not wanting to have sex?
First of all, you shouldn't even be in that man's bed. If you don't plan on giving up no cootie cake, fuck we in your bed for? If we came over here Netflix and chill, bitch, it's a couch out there. I done had that situation happen to me, and I'm like, he like, we could go get in bed. And no, the fuck, we cannot, because I don't have intentions on fucking you. So why I'm going to go get in your bed? Why would you open up the door and then get mad when he do what he's supposed to do? Bitch, you walked into that. He's supposed to make a move on you. You in his bed. What the fuck you thought we was coming in for? To really look at TV? Girl, get the fuck out of here. So if he tell you, all right, you can go home. Bitch, get your ass up and go home. And you can't feel a certain kind of way because you stupid. Why the fuck did you get in the bed? It ain't making sense to me. Make it make sense.
It's cold-blooded.
It ain't like,
sniper
why?
Gang. Yeah. Damn.
Bitch, you being dumb. Like, for real.
So, ladies... She said it, not me.
If I said what I said, if you were not about to give up no cootie care, your ass don't need to be in that man's bed. Girl, he was trying to fuck me. We was laying in the bed. Duh. I'm supposed to. I want to. If I get in the bed with you, bitch, I'm fucking. That's just what it is. If I don't get in the bed with you, I'm not fucking. And when I say, all right, I'm about to leave, bitch, that means we not fucking. Where you about to go at? I want you to chill. No, bitch, it's 12 o'clock in the morning. What else going on after 12 o'clock? Nothing.
So, basically, if you kicking it with a, if you kicking with a chick, or you kicking with a dude that late, you should just know what's going on. You shouldn't be playing dumb.
Basically, pretty much. Yeah. I know your mama taught you better than that. I know mama had to listen. You got old school mamas. Mamas, bitch, they try to lace you up, but you want to sit here and act like she ain't telling you some real shit. Hey, you get out there and you want to act stupid if you want to. You got some niggas that don't mind. They don't mind hearing no, and they still try to take that shit. You better wake up, bitch. Stop being dumb.
Hey, man, you tell me no, we gonna chill, but you're not about to come over here no more.
For real. Because I wanted to fuck and you didn't give me none. So the next time you gonna come over here, we gonna chill so you can not give me none.
Because somebody else could be fucking.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's kind of like if you got the, if you book somebody to do your hair or whatever, and you don't show up. Motherfucker, I could have booked somebody. I could have had somebody else right here. I could have been making money.
That's the same thing when women like to throw out what you won't do another man will. Okay, bitch, what you won't do another woman will. But you get mad when a nigga say that. Oh, it's just, bitch, let's get rid of the rumble. But when a woman said it's sassy. It's like city girl shit.
Yeah, women don't like them double standards. But if a dude do say what you won't do another girl will, it's World War II. But we supposed to be able to, they want us to goddamn be Sparta 300 fighting for our spot. You want us to goddamn, oh no, baby, I got it. Please don't leave me, baby. Bitch, bye.
You got guys out there that's like that. Like for real, you got guys that's like that.
Bye.
And they'll do anything to make sure she stay. And that's why when she run into the next nigga, she expecting him to be like that green nigga who she was just getting money from, wasn't fucking her. And that nigga like, hell no, but you on other type of time. I ain't on that shit.
Yeah.
It's hard to find green niggas with money.
Because you don't get money being green 9 times out of 10.
You know something.
You know something about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather be, what's the word I'm looking for? I'd rather be sensitive and overreactive than not see what's coming, not see the play.
Some niggas be too damn sensitive and too overreacting because certain stuff don't be requiring all of that. Like,
but nah, it's because I don't seen this behavior before. I've seen this before. So now that you displaying the same type of behavior, like if I say, it's kind of like if I...
I feel where you coming from.
You feel where I'm coming from?
I feel where you coming from.
Like if I'm kicking it with a chick and she got bad communication habits, she got bad communication, like, and to me, communication is easy. Like, you sitting there not responding and I'm seeing you on social media and shit, doing all this other shit, I know how you move. Bye. I'm gone.
I feel that. Because there's certain things that my ex did that when I see certain stuff, I'm, yep, bitch, gotta go. Mm-mm. No. Oh, you gonna leave me like the rest? Yep, it is. They be killing me with that. Oh, you gonna leave me like everybody else in my life? You just gonna walk out? Oh, no, bitch, you mentally unstable. I gotta go. I gots to go.
Are you wrong for not wanting to deal with somebody's, like, issues? Like, if they show that, hey, I'm goddamn not really.
I'm over emotional. I'm sensitive.
I'm not really wired too tight.
No, you're not wrong. And you should get out while you fucking can.
Ooh.
But women, myself, I done did it. I don't do it no more. But we think that we can fix these niggas. Mm-mm. He got to fix his motherfucking self. He need to go to the doctor. He needs to go talk to a therapist. Get on. Maybe he needed some medicine to help him deal with his, you know, anxiety, his depression, whatever the fuck it is he's going through. But you can't fix that shit. You only going to drag yourself through the mud with him. And he going to drag your ass through the mud. He is. Everything going to be your motherfucking fault. Mm. Bitch, the sun ain't come up today. It's your fault.
Nah.
Same thing with a female. I be telling, like, listen, like, you can't take your baggage from your last relationship and bring it onto the next man. Like, he is not him. If he show traits of some shit your ex did, he is him. He just got a different face. But if this man is being a good man to you and he's being more sensitive to your feelings, he's communicating with you, he's being patient with you, and you just taking all this extra shit and just doing the most with it, like, bro, get out of there. Like, she needs healing. She needs time to heal. And she need to be by her motherfucking self.
That's facts.
Is hard for people to do these days. Very.
I agree. I definitely agree with that. So what up, you know, like I said, you be going viral on your own shit. What else did you have on your mind and heart to discuss with the people today?
I don't even know. It be so much shit.
It do be a lot of shit. What you got?
The if she gonna fuck, she gonna fuck thing.
What happened?
And I made a video and I was like, bitches be out here trying to be prostitutes and shit and they be missing out on good dick because not every man who you have sex with been undid something for you. You just really wanted to fuck him, so you gave him some pussy. Mm. So I got a lot of backlash on that, and they like, oh, I'm not laying down with no man who are doing nothing for me. Any man who fucking me gotta at least pay my rent or pay my car note. And I'm like, why every time everybody want to associate pussy with money? I know, you know, the city girls, and you got Megan. You know, you got all the girls who... But these bitches in relationship. Megan in a relationship. JT in a relationship. Carisha, he's single, but she's in a relationship.
Uh-huh.
Like, you, are these Cardis in a relationship. All these women are in relationships. So y'all really out here taking this shit that they talking about to heart, and then they go home to their man at the end of the night. So it's like, you riding here, a man got to do X, Y, and Z for you before he can fuck on you, and then you expect for him to take you serious after you tell him some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, what? If you telling me this, that mean you telling this nigga that, but you want me to be the nigga to take you serious? Come on, Ma. We ain't doing that.
That's facts.
They ain't making sense to me. Like, if you gonna have sex with a person, like, I don't know. The sex just hit different when I actually want to fuck you versus if I have to fuck you. Now, I've been in some situations to where, bitch, I had to do what I had to do. And I need that money, Nate. Bitch, I didn't want to fuck Nate. It was nothing about Nate that I wanted to fuck. He wasn't ugly or he wasn't, you know, whatever, but he wasn't a guy that I wanted to give pussy to, but he was somebody that I knew I could call if I needed something, I could call you, but you gonna have to fuck some shit. And that's just what it is. And that's how and when, not even when, but that's how it's like, you have to put yourself in a financial situation to where you don't need to do shit like that. And I said this and I got crucified for it. Selling pussy is for emergency uses only. It is. It is. Everybody associates your pussy with money. So if you're in need, why the fuck is you out here fucking for free? But you in need. Ain't nothing about fucking should be free for you.
Wait, so if you in need, why you out here fucking anyway?
Bitch, because you need it. You need it.
You need some more direct payments.
You need
a job.
You need a job. But let's just say your job ain't cutting it. Bitch, I had a job and I still had to call Nate. But it was like, bitch, maybe your job just not paying enough. Maybe it's, bitch, rent is $1,500 and you just started that job. It ain't no reason for you to be laying down with anybody for free and bitch you in need. Mm. That's just how I feel. Like, only bitches who financially stable can fuck because they want to actually fuck that nigga. You fuck for money because, bitch, you need it. If it's crazy how you can come and you could tell me about, girl, I fucked the shit out of Wayne and it was so good and da 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 da. And then you the same person who come and you tell me that you just got eviction notice on your door. Why the fuck is you fucking Wayne? For a nut? For a nut and you about to be outside? Bitch, well, you can't go to Wayne's house. Wayne ain't letting you come crash at his shit. So why is you out here fucking for free? And you're in need. It's not making sense to me. Make it make sense. If it makes sense to you, explain.
I think if a dude down bad, he don't need to be fucking. He don't need to be fucking. You worry about the wrong shit. I feel like it should be the same thing for women. Because a nigga ain't not going to be able to fuck his way out of poverty. But maybe women can.
Women can. Women, if you need your rent paid and you got somebody you can call and you know they're going to give you the money and you call them, you just made it a month longer. Bitch, you just saved yourself an eviction.
You
bought yourself some time. Women can do that. Men, on the other hand, I've indirectly paid for dick. You could, everybody, no matter how you want to look at it.
Confessions.
You indirectly paying for pussy. You indirectly paying for dick. You not saying, here go $500. I'm going to fuck you tonight. No, but you are calling me, asking me, did I eat? You are calling me, baby, I'm going to take your car to get the oil changed or washed or whatever. You are putting gas in my car every Sunday. You doing shit for me. You not just doing it for me because you being a fucking nice guy.
That's what I said.
You doing it because you're fucking me and you want to continue to fuck me and you like me and you want me to be straight. Yeah. Because I'm fucking with you and you straight.
But women, when you do that and expect coochie on the other end of it, women act like you the worst nigga in the world. Like, oh, that's how you did. That's how you want it. Da, da, da. Duh.
Cause she ain't wanna give up no pussy. She just wanted you to do whatever it is you wanted to do. She wanted you to do for
That's
her.
That's exploitive.
It is. But it is what it is.
It's manipulative.
It is.
It's a whole bunch of shit. It's toxic. It is. Very fucking toxic.
It is.
So y'all women toxic as hell.
You gotta be careful cause niggas out here killing bitches. Be careful and get your own fucking money.
Ladies.
More of the story of all of that is to say, get your own money. That way you don't need a nigga. You don't need him financially. There's a difference.
I got a question, right? So if a woman you just met expects you to take her on a shopping spree immediately, does she think you a boss or a simp? Like she say run you through the motherfucking mall.
It all depends on the guy.
Depend on the guy?
Yeah, I think it depends on the guy. Because certain guys give simps. Like, certain guys give, like, lame. And certain guys give, bitch, that's a boss-ass nigga. So I guess it all depends on that individual person.
So if the simp do it, is he a boss-ass nigga or he's still a simp? What makes a dude a simp to you? Because a lot of dudes are afraid of that simp title.
Somebody who just throw their money at me. Somebody who think that...
That's what a boss-ass nigga will do.
No, it's the swag. It's vibes. It goes back to vibes. Like, simps don't have a vibe. They just think that they money is gonna buy them and get them into the door and get them the pussy and shit like that. Uh-huh. But when you fucking with a bitch who know how to mingle, you ain't gonna get nothing but, bitch, the fuck on, out my face.
Yeah.
So, like, simps, you think they just because they got money, they could throw their money at you and that's going to make you move a certain kind of way. Mm. But in actuality, it's just going to make me use you for what I could use you for because that's what you came at. You came at me like that. So, I'm going to come at you like that.
Okay. All right. So, I'm glad you said that. So, my next, like, question is, so, like, women react to dudes that are giving them money. If a nigga not really spending nothing on you, he not really gonna get too much attention. But at the same time, they complain on men not being emotional and thinking they can solve everything with money. Like, I've seen both sides of that. Like, if a nigga not giving you no money, he not getting no attention. But if a nigga think he could control you with money, now he the bad guy.
Bitch, we live in the real world.
What? So what happens in the real world in those scenarios?
I mean, you damn if you do, you damn if you don't. And that's the reality of your situation.
Can you admit that women do not respond if there's no money being spent?
I can't say that because I respond to guys and it ain't to a guy right now. He's spending a couple dollars, but that ain't a couple hundred dollars. That ain't nothing. That's like, but at the same time, he didn't come off like, I'm going to buy you this, I'm going to buy you that, I'm going to buy you that. Like, we really be vibing and, like, really fucking with each other.
Yeah, but now, if a guy does come off like, if he does come off like that, they'll take that shit. Like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. We're going to go here, we're going to go there.
Yeah, I'm going to take that.
But now,
shit.
If that's all he keep doing, now it's like, oh, he think he can just control me with money. Woo, woo, woo. Duh, because that's how he got you.
Yeah, that's how he got you, so that's what it is. And for guys who want to flip the pedal and be like, oh, all she want to do is just spend money. She don't really want to have a conversation. She don't want to do that. Because, bitch, how you got me is what it is. So if you got me spending that money, keep spending it.
I say this shit all the time. How you get her, that's what you're going to be. If you exactly. Come off if you come off the dribble trying to spend a bag and you think, oh, I'm about to get her with this. Now you the ATM dude.
Yep.
And she really don't care, but you, this is your role in her life now.
Yep.
You got ATM dude. You got the dude that always feeds you. You got the dude that take you on trips. You got the dude that fuck you good. Women be having a roster.
What? You want me to say something to that?
Am I lying? You got a roster?
Mm-mm.
You lying.
I don't. Like, I don't. I really don't. I'll be so chill and so, like, in my own
head. We need
a
smooch here.
It's like,
I need a smooch here to call you out on your lies.
I just, like, if you fuck with me, you like me, you want to make sure I'm straight or whatever, you know, that's cool. Do I have multiple people? That's what you're asking me?
Yeah.
No. No.
Do you know that the guy you're talking
to
has a roster?
Have multiple sex. Like, that's what people don't understand. You be fucking with all these different niggas that be doing all this different stuff for you. You gotta fuck these niggas. That's a lot of fucking. And sometimes I just be, bitch, it's been 2 weeks since I had sex. 2 weeks. Who the fuck goes 2 weeks without having sex? 2 weeks? That's crazy. And bitch, I ain't been that damn busy to not think about dick.
That's a long time to you?
Yeah, that's a long time. Like, that's a long time when you fucking somebody regularly.
Oh, consistently.
Yeah, that's a long time to go without having sex.
Oh, you got somebody that you fucking consistently. Oh,
right.
Okay.
All
right.
So it's like, I don't be wanting to have sex with all these different people because the niggas that be doing all this different stuff for you, bitch, you either fuck or suck. You gonna have to do something. But you ain't just gonna keep coming and taking my motherfucking money and that's it. So no, I don't have a roster. Cause I just don't be feeling like doing all that. It's too much work for me.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, anything else you wanna get off your chest? Miss Honey.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to keep saying it because, ladies, whether y'all like it or not, I'm here to help y'all, okay? Close your mouth. Open your ears. Maybe you might learn some shit, okay? I'm not the enemy, all right? I just want to put that out there. Just listen sometimes. You know, that's all. Remember your mama used to whoop your ass? All you need to do is just listen. Right. That's it. Just listen. Get your own motherfucking money. That's just what it is. Everybody want to scream, fuck these niggas, get this money, blah, blah, blah. But then behind closed doors, you over there fucking crying because that nigga answering the phone for you because you need some money. Get your own money. Put yourself in a position to where you get, even if you got to use a nigga to get to the position to where you can get your own money. It don't matter how you got there, sis. All that matters is, bitch, you're there. Get your own money. Set your own foundation. And you fuck with a nigga because you want to fuck with him, not because you need to fuck with him. Y'all better listen. Bitch, I said what I said.
And that is it, this bonus episode with Honey from the Smooch Loves Honey podcast. Your big homie Kodak, and we gone.
Out.